Have you ever heard of anything like I described used just for a temporary light?
Not that way. I mean, you have a smudge pot.
What's that?
Well, you got a, you know, kind of like the things you see on the road, you know, a ball.
Oh, it's black?
Yeah, and it have a wick in it, not a thing, not anything like glass or anything.
Does the word flambeau mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. The inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the inner?
Tube.
Okay. What about this verb? If you just bought a boat and you were putting it in the water, as you're putting it in the water, you say you're going to what the boat?
Launch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about boats, what would people around Shreveport call the kind of boat that you would use in a pond or a lake?
John boat.
Could you describe that to me?
Usually aluminum or seats about, you know, maximum about four people. You have a bigger one, you know, or P-Row, skiff.
Are those all pretty similar?
No, skiff's more of a V-hull. John boat's flat bottom boat.
What about P-Row?
P-Row's for real shallow, two people.
Would you ever call any of those boats a rowboat?
Skiff.
You might call it a
rowboat.
Let's say if a woman were going to make herself a dress, she would go downtown to get the material for it, but she would carry along with her maybe a little square to match for color and material. Do you have a name for that?
Swatch.
Anything besides that?
No.
Okay, well, let's say if a manufacturer sent you something in the mail, you'd call it a free what?
Sample.
And this adjective that I'm looking for, if a woman saw a dress in a window, she might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a look kind of dress.
Nice looking, good looking.
Okay, or another word, begins with P.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the comparative of that, she might say, well, this is a pretty dress, but this one's even
prettier.
And something a woman would wear around her waist in the kitchen.
Apron.
And this thing right here, you call that a
pin.
All right. What would you say a diamond's worth?
Diamond?
What diamond.
What a diamond's worth?
Yeah, right.
Very little.
Okay. You have to be exact.
10 cents.
Right, okay. And you'd say a baby's diaper is held together with a
pin or stay.
Okay, and something metal, the old houses out in the country, the roofs are made out of metal, that might be
corrugated.
Okay, well, what kind of metal would you say it is? What kind of roof?
Tin.
Okay. All right, talking about clothing, what would you say a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, coat, vest.
All right. Do you have any other names for a man's pants?
Slacks. Jeans.
Do you ever say trousers?
Sometimes. No. Yeah, I guess you say trousers.
Okay. What about these things that the brain is getting softened, right?
The glue.
Oh, is that bothering?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about pants. The things with the straps over the shoulders.
Suspenders.
Okay, well, I needed that anyway. Have you ever heard of any other names for suspenders?
Overalls?
Well, that's one way of getting it. I needed that too. But I was thinking for another name just for suspenders.
No.
Ever heard the word galluses?
No.
Okay. This, I'm looking for one word here, preposition. Just kind of fill in the blank.